might just get your reflections on last night's vote in the Commons about the military action in Syria. Do you think that was good or not so good to not go for military action against the Syrian government?
Anything else? No, that's it. I think it was good not to go. Because it's not a solution to go for military action.
Do you think there should be some other kind of action?
Definitely there should be other action, but not military. Not only military. Military should be kept as the last solution, because unfortunately when you go for military action, you fight, a lot of innocent pay the price for that.
I know I've been thinking to myself, well, if I was very worried about military action myself, but I was thinking, what else? And I'm stuck, really, as to what else might have some impact to reduce the suffering and reduce the humanitarian disaster there.
Unfortunately, I don't have the solution otherwise. But the problem that today, going for military action has various consequences that would be worse than resolving the issue. Because first, we are not sure that it is really the government who make this. Second, we are not sure that by going to military action we will not kill innocent people. And third, we will not sure that it will resolve the issue, because we have seen in Iraq or in other places, after it's the mess. We see in Libya now it's a mess. We are just less messy situation. Just to go to kill someone, we kill Gaddafi, is that resolve the situation? No. It's become, we just forget about it, now we close our eyes. No one speaks about Libya.
You need to pick up your lunch.
Yeah.
I'm from Scotland, I live in London, lived here for a long time, and I've travelled a bit. Where are your roots?
Oh, complicated. I'm in London, live in London for 2 years. Before I was in Middle East, before I was in Asia, before I was in France, before I was in Morocco, so it's travel a lot.
So you're an international person.
So, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, pleasure.